All Four Gospels in One Nutshell, written by Bart Ehrman, read by Mike Johnson. So far in this thread on the New Testament in a nutshell, I've covered the four Gospels, each in four posts. The first always begins with a 50-word summary of the major themes and emphases of the book. In this post, I want to make things easily accessible for anyone interested in the broad similarities and contrasts of the Gospels by putting all four sentences in one place. But before that, it would be useful to have a 50-word summary of all four Gospels as a whole. Give it a try yourself. What can you come up with? A statement that is accurate, informative, and concise. Accuracy is particularly difficult, since a lot of general statements would not apply to all four Gospels. For example, if your summary was to include a brief comment on the miracles and you included Jesus' exorcisms, that wouldn't be right, since Jesus never casts out a demon in the Gospel of John. And you can't say that in all four Jesus died as an atonement for the sake of others, because Luke doesn't actually say that. Tricky. In any event, here is my attempt at it. The first time in lo all these many years I've tried. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are our oldest narrative accounts of Jesus, the Son of God, who fulfilled Scripture in his life, death, and resurrection, who taught the way of salvation, performed miraculous deeds, was rejected by his own people, crucified by the Romans, and then raised from the dead. This is necessarily a bit bland, but I think it's adequate and accurate given the space limit, but maybe you've done better. Now I can repeat the four summaries of the Gospels. You will notice there are broad similarities among the summaries, but I tried to word each one carefully to show its distinctive take on Jesus. All of this can be improved upon. If you think so too, improve them. Matthew. Matthew portrays Jesus as the miracle-working Messiah who fulfilled the predictions of Scripture, taught the correct understanding of the law of Moses, insisted his followers keep it by living lives of love, came to be rejected by his own people, but died for others before being raised from the dead. Mark. The Gospel of Mark reveals Jesus as the authoritative, miracle-working Son of God, the Messiah, who tried to keep his identity secret and was misunderstood by nearly everyone, including his disciples, who could not believe that the Messiah would have to be rejected by his people and then crucified. Luke. The Gospel of Luke portrays Jesus both as Greco-Roman divine man, shown by his supernatural birth, astounding miracles, death, and exaltation, and as the final prophet sent by God to the Jewish people, who rejected him, fulfilling God's plan for salvation to go to all the peoples of the earth. John. Unlike the other Gospels, John portrays Jesus as a pre-existent divine being who was with God in the beginning, created the world, and then became a human to provide eternal life to all who believe he was sent by God for salvation, doing miraculous signs to prove his divine claims. I will now move the thread into the book of Acts, followed by the letters of Paul. I hope you're finding this useful.